Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Awkward Adult after a year. Well, you guys sure have grown so much. So, I was on a run and had to change my country, my continent, my name, and most importantly, my eye color. But things are sorted out now, and I'm living in Bloomington, Indiana, and the last year has been pretty long learning process. When I came to live here, it felt so surreal that I was living in a country I have always seen on TV. I actually decided to do a master's, so that's what I'm doing in Indiana University, Bloomington. I'm doing a specialization master's in human-computer interaction, and there were a lot of roller coaster rides along the way. One of the things that I felt a lot was how difficult it was to make friends as you are maturing. I learned a thing or two about people and places, and initially, being myself was really paying me off. I was hardly making any friends because I am intrinsically an introverted person. And the thing about planning to go ahead in your career is that you have to network a lot. And having been blessed by a circle of meaningful friendships, I found it too fake to approach people with an agenda like, hey, hi, I don't care at all about you or your life, but maybe you can help me get a future job and any other opportunities that you have? Well, I know I'm exaggerating. That definitely is not the way. But somehow this thing got stuck in my mind and I found it very difficult to interact with people because everyone said that it was very important to network, network, network and reach out to people. So every time I did reach out, I felt that I was being fake and it was really tiring. So I took a step back. Don't get me wrong, I know there are a lot of people who are genuinely interested in other people's life and care a lot about them, and there are extroverted people who derive energy from social interactions, so it is comparatively easier for them to make friends and acquaintances. So the first few months of living here sucked a lot. When you meet a lot of new people and make friends and you get to know them, that is fun, but when you start knowing some people in deeper levels, you see how different they are from you. And also, if you're looking for meaningful friendships, well, it is difficult to find like-minded people. When you come for masters, it is a known fact that they have their priorities set and they have goals that they need to achieve, and rightfully so. But the journey to that goal is so difficult. It is competitive, and if you're in a foreign country, you start longing the closeness that you shared with your people back at your home or your town, your school friends. And if you think long distance relationships are difficult, let me tell you, long distance friendships are not a piece of cake either. So you start looking for ways to replace those attachments. You start looking for friends who would fill the voids of friends you left in your home country. And when you can't, it starts affecting your mental health. And honestly, I don't think there is anything wrong with people wanting to only maintain professional relationships and not having deeper, meaningful friendships. You collaborate with these people and you have to grow professionally, and you don't necessarily have to make deeper bonds with each and everyone you meet on the way. I don't know, I'm still figuring out how to navigate through it. But another thing I noticed was that being an introvert, I always felt guilty about keeping to myself and not attempting to do what others are doing or socializing with others as them. And it made me question why. I always had this voice in my head saying, they think you are the weird one. If you don't talk to them, they will think you are rude. Talk to them. I used to be so hard on myself, like, what is wrong with you? Why don't you like talking? You are so antisocial. And if you do have such voices in your head, well, I'm here to validate it. You are not the crazy one. It's not your fault. Recently, I was reading more about introversion and extroversion as explained by Susan Keane. So, I have a very So I have a very good friend who is kind of extrovert, and she told me how social interactions energized her. She felt so full of life after talking to others or discussing with others. And I could relate, I mean, I could kind of relate to her, but not really. Like, I do enjoy having conversations. So this is where I found Susan Cain's theory quite insightful. She talks about how introversion and extroversion has nothing to do with being social or antisocial. It was more about how a person responds to a stimulus, which includes social stimulations too. Extroverts crave large amount of social stimulation, whereas introverts feel they're most energized when they are in more low-key, quiet environment. However, these are nothing absolute. She further talks about how to maximize our talents. We should be in our zone of stimulation that is right for us. However, in today's world of celebrated collaborative work, introverts find themselves at a disadvantage. Nowadays, it's a group thing that creativity and productivity comes from gregarious spaces with no boundaries. There are no cubicles and where people can pop in anytime they want and can demand your attention, resulting in break of flow and divided focus. To generate your own ideas free from distortions of group dynamics, you need solitary. This is what Susan says. When you're a master's student, you are paid for your thoughts and your creative and unique ideas, and developing that requires months and even years of long hours of contemplation in your zone of stimulation. It requires deep work and deep thinking. However, I'm not saying that collaborative work is unnecessary. Collaboration brings the best out of a group of people. But what I'm trying to say is, don't believe in group thinking that collaboration is everything and that you need to be very outspoken and extroverted to be successful. What you need to do is leverage what you have. According to Adam Grant's research from Wharton School, introverts make better leaders than extroverts because they are much likely to let proactive employees run their own ideas. Extroverted leaders might get overly excited and prioritize their ideas more than their employees. What I'm trying to say is, extroverts and introverts need to maintain a good balance among themselves. It is not like one is better than the other. Each of them have a gift and have a lot to offer, and they can actually benefit from each other. When meeting other people, we should keep in mind not to judge others just because you feel a certain way is better than the other, and we should be respectful of others' space. So guys, that's what I wanted to share with you, and I'm so glad that I could start it again. I have been missing talking without someone interrupting me. I mean, let me tell you, people have a lot to say and my voice always gets faded into the background. Anyways, I'm working on it. I hope you guys had a great year and you are in a good health and shape. I hope to see you guys again soon. Till then, take care, have a great weekend ahead, and bye! Do 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 do